Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and in this video, I'm going to talk about asthma. So, asthma is an airway condition, inflammation of the airways. So, what is actually happening in asthma? We get breathless. If you suffer from asthma, you get breathlessness, a wheeze, and a cough. It's also production of the thick, sticky mucus. So, it can be an extremely uncomfortable and often frightening condition to either experience or to witness somebody else having an asthma attack, but predominantly, it's basically is the airways are inflamed and you get the contraction of the bronchial tube. So, what's happening underneath that generally is that it is often a hypersensitivity reaction taking place in the bronchial walls. So. When we say hypersensitivity, it's like an exaggerated response of the airways to certain stimulus. So yeah, there's quite a lot of causes of asthma, and they can be very individual, and some people can suffer from a lot of different ones or at different times. So some of the causes can be inhaled allergens. So pollens and things like that can upset people in different seasons. But also viral infections. So it's common to hear people that get asthma post-viral. So especially children, they might get a cold, and then after they get the cold, you'll notice they'll start to wheeze. You might experience that yourself. Also things like smoke and mold is a big one. Cats, things like that. Anything that can cause an allergic reaction potentially can cause an asthmatic response. And sometimes even people can react to changes in temperature. So even when it's cold, they may get an asthmatic attack from that. So there are a couple of different contributing factors to why somebody gets asthma and why somebody else who's exposed to the same things don't get asthma. So a couple of those to consider. There is a genetic link. So often people that have asthma, there will be a family history, either of other atopic conditions like eczema and hay fever, or just, family history of asthma. Allergy, so obviously if there's allergies to different foods like eggs and dairy, soy, citrus, nuts, etc., any of those allergies can be a contributing factor to asthma. Environmental, so pollution, as we discussed before, infectious origin, like with the viral, post-viral asthma, emotional factors. So you can have emotional factors causing asthma, and also nutritional factors. So speaking of nutritional factors, as a naturopath, that's one of the areas that we can have the biggest influence over. And a lot of these things you can organize and get yourself. So the first one and the biggest one is vitamin C. So we're talking about fairly big doses, minimum of 2 grams per day of vitamin C. And that's particularly helpful in exercise-induced asthma. So vitamin C is a natural antihistamine. Vitamin C is a good one to try. But also the nutrients like zinc and B6. So many asthmatics are deficient in B6. And also zinc for immune support. But these two are very big cofactors in the body for chemical and nutritional reactions. B3 actually inhibits histamine release. So histamine is one of the mediators in the allergic response. Vitamin E, which is an antioxidant. So that one in particular, if it's an environmental pollutant cause. Magnesium is really important. Magnesium acts as a natural muscle relaxant, especially bronchial muscles are smooth muscles, so it will have an effect on relaxing the bronchial muscles. Ginkgo is a herb which is really well utilized in asthma. So it inhibits platelet activating factor. Platelet activating factors are chemicals that are released by the body in response to eosinophils. So without getting too technical, it's a part of the immune system response, and ginkgo inhibits this, so it downplays that immune response. And a couple of other nutrients that do help in that way is quercetin, which is a flavonoid that's found in citrus and berries and things like that. Taurine is an amino acid, which is also really helpful for this. Omega-3, So a lot of asthmatics, it is found, have high omega-6. So omega-3 and omega-6 work in ratio. If we have too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3, then we have a little more emphasis on the inflammatory pathways than the anti-inflammatory pathways. So addressing that react ratio and increasing your omega-3s helps to improve that balance towards the anti-inflammatory pathway. And then the other big area is, oh, and NAC, sorry, another nutrient, NAC, which is really important, N-acetylcysteine. It's a mucolytic, and it also increases glutathione production, which is one of the major antioxidants in the body. And finally, treating the gut, really helpful to reduce the allergy response, reduce food sensitivities, and often plays a role in all of those immune-mediating responses. A couple of herbs that are often utilized for asthma treatment are echinacea, eyebright, licorice, golden seal, Basil skullcap, and adhatoda, which is an Ayurvedic herb, which is particularly keenly indicated for asthma. I hope that's helpful. Thank you.